Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear ladies. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite Muslim lady. This is Asma. I have the honor to be your host. And again, I have the pleasure to be at the service of Sister Zainab. Welcome to the studio.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming here. I would like you to give us a very brief introduction about yourself for those people who have just joined us.
All right. I'm Turfatul and Zainab Askari, and I am from Kashmir, which is under Indian administration. And I have been living in Iran for some past 9 years now. And I have studied a master's in linguistics, and I have also I'm also engaged in the Hausa studies. And at the same time, I'm teaching.
That's great. Well, previously on Muslim Lady, we've been talking about the dress code. Something very interesting about the idea that your dress, the way you dress up, would say a lot about you. There is a science even, the science of clothing. Whatever you wear is going to have a lot to say about your personality. So we got into different branches of dressing, like those people who prefer oversized dresses are like this. Like, I remember you said that the people with oversized dress are the kind of people who are more prone to be introverts.
Yeah.
They don't want to get into trouble.
Yeah.
They have their own space and zone that is so very personal, and they search for comfort. And then we had the hoodie people who are warm and friendly. If you overdress, it's a sign that you are searching for attention. Like you wish people,
insecurity.
Yeah, you wish people to actually recognize your identity, and perhaps it does not have anything to do with identity in the sense of identity being identity, something very philosophical. No, as the society to see you.
Yeah,
let's put it simply. And then in the end, we came into the connection of dress code and the Islamic belief. But then as for today, I guess it would be very interesting to talk more about some other variations of clothing and then come back to the Islamic connection.
Yeah, I would not drag much into those types of dressings, but one type of dressing is very common and very worth of talking. It's dressing simple.
Exactly.
So simple dressing, it usually conveys a personality that values practicality and authenticity. Individuals like who prefer to, you know, the minimalist styles and trends, and they focus less on, you know, being objectified. They have a very straightforward and grounded approach to life. Those who dress simple.
Very interesting.
Yeah. So this choice, according to science, reflects clarity. Mm-hmm. They're very clear about their goals,
yeah,
their aims.
To the point.
Yeah. And lack of interest in superficial judgments.
Yes.
They know, like, dressing is going, okay, if people are going to dress me on that, that's going to be a superficial judgment.
Yeah.
Right? So they're very clear about it. They know about it. And psychologists have also noted that dressing simply, it signals emotional stability and a preference for meaningful interactions over superficial attention.
Very nice.
Yeah. So this is like, this is a summary of like what I have been researching about simple, those who dress simple. And also we have this beautiful hadith from Imam Hassan alayhi salam. He says that simplicity in clothing is a sign of humility, and humility is the crown of believers.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now, like, coming to Islamic approach on these same things on clothing, before you kind of tell someone, like, you have not dressed appropriately or dress modest or, you know, any Islamic teaching on clothing, you would still see people. There are people who will kind of say, adornment of body is not the goal. Purity of heart defines the soul.
Exactly, yeah. But now many people would take that as a cliched and hackneyed idea and perspective.
Yeah, so, but see.
Though I guess these things would never get cliched.
Right. You know, Islam does place a significant emphasis on the intention and appropriateness of clothing. But your clothing itself is an expression.
Exactly.
Expression of your faith, expression of your personal dignity, expression of your beliefs, mm-hmm. you know, while simultaneously you're promoting harmony in the society, you're promoting mutual respect in the relationships yeah. with you, with the way you dress, you know. So
it's very important, I guess. It's one of the very major factors and elements that would bring either integrity or deterioration to society. Usually, and most often, when there is a discussion about dress code and about dressing, the first and the majority of choices that would come to your mind are women.
Yeah.
I don't know why this has been connected, but then there are women that whenever you talk about clothing, they would be coming into your mind. First of all, because women do care about their appearance.
Yeah.
And they look for beauty everywhere.
Yeah.
Especially in the way they look.
Yeah.
And one of the way they present that is through their dressing.
Yeah.
So this is one reason why. And then the second reason, as for us in the Western culture and in most specifically in Islamic culture, is because of the Islamic values and beliefs. So how do you connect that sense of dressing with Islamic beliefs?
See, when we talk about Islamic beliefs and Islamic guidance and teachings, Islam never tells you, like, if it tells you to appear modest in the society, it does not mean it tells you to be, wear loose clothes or wear yeah. simple dressing all the time.
Exactly.
There are, it specifies the places for you. Mm-hmm. For example, it tells you when you are with your mahram, when you are with your husband, try to wear beautiful clothes, try to wear colorful clothes, try to wear more attractive.
Even with your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Like with the people that you're allowed to be with, to show your beauty to them.
Yes, but unfortunately, hey, also some, I would not say all, some women misunderstand and they take the concept of extravagance. Like, I don't know, be that they have to dress in the society or they have to dress at home. Extravagancy is one of the things that is...
Unfortunately, yeah. Yes.
So like, you know, beautiful does not necessarily mean that you have to be extravagant, but rather being well-kept, being appealing and being pleasant is different from being extravagant, you know?
Exactly.
I remember we had recently a message for the teachers in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like I happened to be a teacher somewhere and there was a message from the principal of the school. And she was like, since we are all teachers and this is a place where we teach, so it's better we have a better look on what we wear because our clothing says a lot about our personality, about our beliefs, and we are here to teach.
Definitely.
So we can, and the last statement was, we can be neat and clean at the same time without being so extravagant,
yeah.
without being so, I don't know, full of
spending
color.
Spending too much.
Yeah. And that was a very powerful statement, and that was pretty clear, like, you know, because we sometimes think that being neat and clean only means how to highlight yourself, how to be a center of attraction, how to pick up yourself from the crowd.
Exactly.
No, you can be simple. At the same time, you can be neat and mm-hmm. clean. Do not combine being neat and clean, mm-hmm. being hygienic with putting on lots of makeup.
Exactly. By the way, there's something that must be taken into consideration. Like when we say simple, we do not mean that you have to go acting like these characters that come from old ages. No, we don't mean that. By being simple, we mean that you don't have to spend too much of your time, too much of money, too much of attention
yeah.
to the things you wear.
Until and unless you are not kind, you're not honest, you're not mm-hmm. truthful.
Yeah.
These are the things that adorn you within.
Yeah.
And there's external adornment, like when someone would knock on the door of Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, he would not open the door mm-hmm. unless until he would just, you know, go and set his hair. Yeah. First. So his external adornment is very, very important. So yeah. Islam has put a lot of emphasis on it. Like, it does not tell you not to look presentable.
Good. Yeah, exactly.
But we have to make difference between what is it to look presentable, mm-hmm. what is it to look simple, what is it to look neat, and at the same time, what is it to look like someone who is grabbing the attention, who is objectifying themselves, yeah. and who is putting themselves out of the crowd.
Maybe.
This is totally different. But I think the major error comes when you mix up all those things.
Exactly. Now, maybe there are some younger girls or ladies who are listening to us, and they have this idea in their mind that, okay, should I listen to someone to choose for me what to wear? Is there any real dress code in my religion? And do I have to follow that? Why can't I be so creative in the way I dress? To answer this, we have to go for a break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes answering the youngsters is very difficult because, you know, we're living in a world in which there are many slogans, beautiful slogans coming in this way that, okay, who decides for me what to wear? Why do I have to listen to these, I don't know, rules or any frameworks? I'm a free human being. I would wish to do this. I would wish to do that. I would wish to pick this color for my dressing. That color, by the way, there is no color limitation in our religion. I don't think so. The thing is that you should care for when and where what to pick. This is the main important thing that we have to note. And then, yes, you are listening to Muslim Lady, and Sister Zainab is here to answer our question. So, what do you answer to those youngsters, to those young ladies?
I'm again saying that Islam has not come and restricted you from wearing all that, but it has only specified the places.
Yeah.
You can wear such things. You want to be very attractive. You can do that. You can wear such clothes in front of your husband. But the thing that Islam really stresses on in the society is for myself. That's a proper hijab, and that's moderation in appearance. Okay, mm-hmm. These two things. I'll tell you, like, you know, hijab is not just a piece of clothing. It's a symbol of modesty. It's a symbol of chastity. It's a symbol of my values. It talks a lot about me. Like we said, clothes define you. They talk about your values. So when I'm adhering to the principles of hijab, basically, I communicate that I do not wish to be recognized for my physical appearance. Rather, I wish to be recognized for my character. Okay? Aligns with the idea that one's worth should not be judged based on the external appearances, rather on the inner qualities and the deeds they do, right? So we also have Imam Kazim al-Islam saying that, do not let your clothing define your worth. True value lies in your character and actions. Okay? So also, according to, like, to your surprise, you know, sociologists have come to this conclusion that those who are wearing hijab have a greater sense of self-esteem. They have a greater sense of, they find validation within themselves. They don't seek into the society. They don't look for validation.
Mm-hmm. And the strength comes from the inside, not the outside.
Yeah. So, and also, like, we were talking about moderation in appearance that Islam really focuses on. It emphasizes moderation in all aspects of life. Imam Zainul Abidin Alayhi Salam says, adorn yourself in a garment of modesty, for it shields you in this world and elevates you in the hereafter. Mm-hmm. This is very important to understand. Okay, if you're putting on these things as a shield here, but this is something that's going to be, you know, taking you up, elevating you in the hereafter.
Exactly.
Or in another hadith, like, it's going to be a crown for the believers.
Exactly, yeah. Modesty is going to be reflected through the way you dress up, through the way you talk. So your words, your kind of dressing, everything is going to tell a lot about you. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know I'm waiting for something. to happen to me. But this waiting comes with trials and challenges.